Right, well, Brian, we're in a position where pre-season is getting underway very soon. Just how are you feeling right now going into a new campaign?
How am I feeling? A little bit mixed. It's hard work. It's I'm trying to get a few players to add to the players we've got to make us more, obviously, try and make us more stronger. It's difficult, really. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about, you know, there's, if you know this league, about the budget some of the teams have got and blah, 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 and money. It's hard for us at Arnhem, you know what I mean?
When you look at the budget that, you know, some teams have, is that something that you try and use for the players, you know, to say that, you know, you are going against players that maybe have are on a bigger budget, but, you know, to use that as an advantage?
Well, it's hard to use it because obviously, you know, we haven't got a budget as such, if you know what I mean. The club are trying, I've said to them this year, you know, the committee, it's, you know, we need to try harder to get a bit of fundraising, a bit of money so we can get a budget, you know, because we tend to get young lads and good lads and then we look after them, we bring them through and then the bigger clubs take them away, do you know what I mean? It's difficult, very difficult. But trying to get a few, I've got a new assistant coming in next week. I don't want to say his name yet till it happens. You know what I mean? I've said things and then something falls through. So if I can get somebody else helping me a bit more hands on, and you know, we're trying to get some new players. Well. Hopefully we've had them we started training this week Tuesday and we're training tonight, and hopefully we can get these new players in amongst the group, what's their kind of thing.
I mean, when you look at the situation, how frustrating is it, you know, the cases where you've taken players, you know, spent so much time with them and then they have gone off to another club?
Well, you want young lads, you know, if I can help, I've always tried to help young lads. That's been a pleasure for me. I've done a bit of scouting over the years for league clubs, and I try to help young lads. I don't want to hold young lads back, if you know what I mean. But then there's players, what's senior players. They just seem to move around. It's all about the money half the time. You know, some players will move for £5, and it'll take them an extra hour to get there, and they don't realise they're spending that on fuel, you know what I mean, and time. So it's very frustrating. But you've got to, you know, you've got to either you give in or you keep at it. I've never been one to give in, do you know what I mean? Last year we had a fairly good squad, but the only thing is we've got certain players what work funny shifts, work away, and when they were there, we had a good squad. When they missed, we tend to miss them a bit, if you know what I mean. So we had some indifferent results, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, at the end of the season, being able to stay in the division obviously was a massive boost for the club, because it got down very close, didn't it? That you were in a position where you could have gone down.
Yeah. And there were certain games in the season where we should have won. We should have probably... We should have had another 12 points added to the tally we had, and we'd probably been above halfway. Silly little things where things cost us, you know, silly, you know, midweek sometimes, travelling away to Brid with, you know, 7 or 8 of your squad missing, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it's frustrating, but, you know, I don't know. Especially when you see some of the clubs, what they've got, you know, money-wise and fundraising and everything there, do you know what I mean? And we are behind, but... Just the way it is.
Because I know that the club have been putting out a couple of statements, really, just trying to get volunteers to come in, you know, and do the jobs that,
yeah,
you know, certainly
yeah.
need to be done.
Well, I had a meeting with Mend, and I'd said, look, you know, we, I mean, I just said we need to try and do something. We need to, you know, get some more members on the committee. And, you know, I asked them if any way of trying to get a financial manager or somebody what will, you know, do a bit of fundraising. And, you know, it's up to them now. I can't, you know, it's hard enough doing my job, and, you know what I mean? So it's very, but, it's a big area, Doncaster, and there's only Armthorpe and Rossington, and, you know, Rossington tend to, you seem to get a lot of Doncaster lads, good players, you know, they go to Staveley and other clubs in, you know, I forgot their name, down Nottingham Way, one of the teams down there, you know, travelling for bits of money when there's a club on the doorstep, if you know what I mean. So, football does revolve around money now, doesn't it, unfortunately.
I was going to say that, do you think there could be a case where you'd be able to persuade them players, you know, the local players that are so close to the club, is there a way you can persuade them, or is it always going to be down to the finance?
Well, I've tried some good players from Doncaster area, what's playing, and I've tried them, and the first thing they say is, what can you give me, you know, and you can't pay one player X number of pounds and another squad member nothing. It's a bit, you know, you're going to create a bit of a atmosphere, if you know what I mean. So, but keep our fingers crossed. I know the club are trying to get some sponsorship and make some money, but yeah, fingers crossed.
And in terms of the process of getting players in for the new season, just where are you right now? Is it a case that you're doing these trial days and you're just trying to drum up the support and get them in?
Yeah, well, I've been obviously working through summer trying to get one or two, you know, lads what I know in area, what's playing, some playing in Central Midlands League, but they're good players and they've always stayed with these clubs to play with their mates, and I think I've maybe, you know, influence 3 or 4 of them to come along, you know, and they are good players, and, you know, see what happens. But yeah, trying, you know, to get a few younger players from here, there and everywhere, if you know what I mean. So, and try and get a young squad who want to basically work hard, you know, try and get a bit of experience amongst them. We've got one or two experienced players, a lad called Stuart Preston and Dave Buck, they're very good players, and, you know, get the young lads to learn and work with them, you know, and bring them on, kind of thing. Do it that way.
And in terms of getting ready for the new season, I mean, where are you right now, you know, in terms of aims? Have you got any, or is it a case that you want this squad in place and then you can look forward and try and work out what will happen?
Well, we're trying to get the best players and best squad we can pre-season and, you know, take it into the first game and go from there. It is a bad, you know, pre-seasons at this level of football. It's always difficult, isn't it? Because you're not like professionals. You know, they're going to get their holiday and they're back for pre-season. Where, you know, we have lads what's on holiday, you know, holidays coming up, weddings coming up, and you tend to get, you know, 3 missing 1 week, somebody missing next week, and we have a few lads what school teachers, and then they break up for school holidays and they book their holidays, and it's never great to get every member of your group there, do you know? You know what I'm saying? It's professional, they're there all the time, aren't they? Must be same for every other club in the league anyway, I would have thought. So, just hard work. We just got to keep at it and keep working hard and see what we come up with. Yeah, we had a youth team last year, which at one bit I thought we were going to look to. We got one or two good lads come through from youth team, and I forgot what league were they in. They didn't play enough, and they tended to drift off and play for other Saturday clubs, you know what I mean?